Portraits in Patriotism. I am an American. What does that simple statement represent? What is its full significance in love, in pride, and in tradition? What motivates a man to cherish more than life itself, this greatest nation the world has ever known? This land of freedom and opportunity and human dignity. In reflection on this theme, the United States Navy Recruiting Service presents Portraits in Patriotism.
In the 20th century, a generation of Americans have become bonded by national tragedy. Dallas, Memphis, Los Angeles. Where were you when you heard the news of assassinations of the Kennedys and Martin Luther King? Today's generation is no different, for they will have their own shared loss, and they will always know the answer to the question, where were you on June 2nd, 1985?
Hey, you can't be in this.
Wait a minute, hold on, what's going on in here?
You can't.
What is this?
Despite the best efforts of the medical team, Prell never regained consciousness, and at 10:15 that evening, the official announcement.
We are on the air. This is an emergency situation. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an important news flash. Alan Prell, famed WEGL talk show host, was shot several times while on the air a short while ago and is reported to be in grave condition. He was live on the air when... Can you confirm this?
Yes.
Thank you. This just handed to me. Alan Prell is dead. The 39-year-old cornerstone of American radio was pronounced dead on arrival at East Alabama Medical Center. To repeat, Alan Prell is dead from four bullets fired from an unknown assailant described by an eyewitness as an unemployed drifter like all the others. The voice that grew on America like a fungus has been silenced. The world mourns the passing of this legend. The story continues.
The people reacted by going on with their daily lives as if nothing had happened. Such was the magnitude of the shock.
And now a report from our correspondent, Amy Nitrate.
This is Amy Nitrate reporting live outside Haley Center, taking the pulse of the public shocked over the tragic death of an American legend, Alan Prell. Sir, what are your thoughts?
I'm just an unemployed drifter like all the others. Excuse me, I've got a bus I've got to catch really fast.
Thank you. And madam, what are your thoughts of this tragedy?
Oh, Steve Allen was so nice, and I think it's terrible.
Thank you. Back to you, Pat.
What made Alan Prell the mouthpiece for Unspeakable America? Was it his lilting voice?
Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Was it his charm?
Did your mother have any children that lived? That's all I want to know.
Was it the integrity with which he treated all his listeners?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm listening.
Is this Alan?
Yes, 826-5184 is our number. You obviously got the wrong one. Hello, Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Born on May Day, 1946... Alan Augustus Prell, Jr. seemed destined for greatness.
Alan was the best son I ever had. That I know of.
Alan Papa Prell, Sr.
Of course, his birth came as a complete surprise. I had just fought for my country in the big World War II. You know, the real big one? When I came home, I had another big one. Mama Prell. We thought it was just fat. Boy, were we surprised.
The young Prell was a good student at Our Lady of the Final Thunder School in his hometown of Philadelphia, where he excelled at boxing, debate, and matches.
Alan was a very talented boy. He liked to argue.
Ted Thorpe, P.E. instructor.
And when he lost, boy, would he get mad. I saw him knock out a fourth grader once for calling Vice President Nixon a bad name. That's when I knew he would make a great boxer. She was out cold for 3 days.
Miss Cecilia McGillicuddy, Alan's fifth grade teacher.
Oh, yes. I'll never forget Alan Jr. I remember asking class what they wanted to be when they grew up. In all my years of teaching, Alan was the only one who ever wanted to be a repo man. You know, someone who repossesses cars from the poor.
Sister Sydney, principal of Our Lady of the Final Thunder.
Yes, I remember him distinctly. He looked just like that little kid Pugsley. You know, the one on the Addams Family. We tried to keep him included, even though he was a Protestant. but he thought we called him prostitute. Maybe that's why he turned in his lint box full of lint. Of course, after the fire, we had to let him go. He just got to be too hot to handle, you understand.
As Alan grew, so did his patriotism. Unlike many fellow students of his day, Prell dropped out in order to serve his country in war. He flew 50 bombing missions over Vietnam, one per state. Here is a rare excerpt from the flight recorder on one of his missions.
Pilot to Bombardier, we have Charlie spotted riding bicycle on Ho Chi Minh Trail. Any leftover ordnance, over?
Does the Pope have a big nose, sir?
Roger, Bombardier, and understood. Changing course to 0190. Approaching enemy target on 5, 4.
Plant this
three,
on your right, fatty
two,
pal.
1, 0.
Thus was the famous Alan Prell trademark conceived.
Goodbye.
After receiving an honorary discharge in 1973, Prell returned to the States to make more shockwaves. He drifted from job to job. He joined a committee to support President Nixon. He sold gold chains by the inch at shopping malls. And became a TV pitchman for a local used car dealership.
Why spend your money fueling inflation when you can spend it fueling your car? And at Honest Abe's Used Car and Snowmobiles, we got the best deals on wheels. Check out this 1958 Dodge Dart. Only 12,000 original miles, and with an extra mileage bonus, you can...
Radio station manager Ed Stubbs.
Yeah, I saw that Pearl Ball on TV, and I knew it wasn't natural. He was forceful, pushy, loud, and clear. He's like his papa. So I put him on, and the rest is history.
Yeah, we got married on the radio. Of course, that was before we got it, and it's good.
Gladys Ware, Alan's wife until 1978.
I suppose he was a bit of a commodity back then, but I decided to trade him back in 78. You know, divorce. Yeah, he was a two-time all right, time and time again.
Alan's personal life became a frequent topic on his controversial yet popular call-in talk show.
Hello, Alan Prell, you're on the air.
Alan, sweetheart, it's me again, Jim.
Oh, God, it's my ex-wife, Gladys.
That's right. You know, I'm getting just a little sick and tired of having to call you up about your damn alimony payments.
Oh, really?
Up to here, asshole. Up to here. I swear to God. Now, you listen to me. I've got some photographs here that you might be interested in. Do you remember our wedding night, Alan?
How could I forget? I slept like a baby.
That's very funny. I know it's painful, but think back, jerk. Remember the way, Alan, the handcuffs, the silk scarves? Do you remember you tied to the bed, naked as a baby? Well, sweetie, I'm sure glad I had my camera along that night because I got some lovely photographs.
Oh, really?
I'm sure the National Enquirer would be very interested in. Now, on the other hand, if you started saving some bucks, I could be persuaded to hang on to
these
precious
every week, folks.
Golden memories. Do you get my drift, asshole?
Blackmail, huh?
Oh, that's such an ugly word.
Well, listen, honey. Gladys, I tell you what. You go ahead. You try to print those pictures in the Enquirer, because I guarantee you, even the Enquirer has decency standards.
Oh, very funny.
Right.
Very
they get
funny.
One look at you, sweetheart, this robe, and they'll forget the whole thing. Prell Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
Oh, God. How you doing, Fred?
Okay, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm on the air, as usual. What are you doing?
You know, just kind of mellowing out here at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, you're still at the Holiday Inn, eh?
Yeah, well, you know, I was wondering, you know, I kind of blew that $3.50 Mom gave me for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was wondering if I might be able to work it off, you know, somehow, maybe to the station or something.
Well, you know, there's only room for one super celebrity like myself, but I suppose we got a little janitorial work we could have you doing down here. Why don't I put you on... let me put you on hold, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, Al.
Alan Prell Show... You're on the air.
But it was intellectual discussion that earned the Alan Prell Show its worldwide reputation.
Yeah, you may be hung like an elephant, but your face looks like a donkey, a real ass.
Oh, God, I can't believe people call up with these things. Be more original, fans. Be more original, that's all I ask.
Alan, hey, is Mike Hunt there? Is Mike Hunt there?
Mike goodbye. Hunt. Hello, Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Alan, I think you're hilarious. I think you're a crazy.
Thank you, sir. I get a lot of people calling in telling me that. I'm a very funny person, and I enjoy being on the radio. Thank you for calling.
But there were some who didn't appreciate what Alan Prell had to say. In the weeks preceding his death, a disturbing pattern emerged.
It's just you and me, radio fans, Uncle Alan and you. And I think we'll start off this evening by going to our phone lines. Let's see if we can... I see a call coming in now.
Hello?
Brill.
Uh-huh?
I've been watching you, Brill.
Oh, really?
I'm going to do world a service. I'm taking you out, buddy, soon.
Oh, you're taking me out to lunch? How very kind. I'm afraid I'm busy.
Your history.
Goodbye.
Facing the voice of death, Prell remained undaunted.
Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Alan.
Uh-huh.
Alan Prell.
Yeah, that's right.
Your days are numbered, Prell.
That's right, pal. Every day's numbered. Today's the 19th.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, boy. These loons trying to scare me. Prell Show, you're on the air.
June the 2nd, 1985. The final minutes in the life of Alan Prell.
Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I bet you have one nut, just like it.
Hello. There's more than one nut in this room, I want to tell you. And there's more than one nut out there calling in.
Hey, you can't be in this room.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's going on in here?
You can't.
What is this?
Alan Prell, 1946 to 1985. Gone, but his memory lives on.
It was a sad day for America.
Alan Papa Prell, Sr.
My son can never be replaced. And yet, Alan's twin brother, Ethan, who ran away at childbirth, returned to us after having heard of the tragedy. So in a way, you might say it brought us closer together, although I feel it led his mother to an early grave.
Ethan, Alan's twin brother.
Alan was a great man, a truly great man. There is no way I can ever fill his shoes. Well, maybe his shoes, perhaps some of his clothes, but it isn't easy. Alan was a very fit man, and quite a tiger with the ladies, I might add. You know, there's one theory I kind of like. It goes something like this. Alan Berg, that obnoxious Denver radio host, was knocked off by the Nazis. So they, the commies, killed Alan to get Ethan. I mean, Ethan.
The former Gladys Prell.
You know, I never got a penny of the insurance money. They claimed they couldn't find the body. How convenient. Do you know how much alimony that rat owed me? You know, sometimes I wonder if he's really dead.
Poor Gladys. I can understand her grief. For I, too, am a widower.
Papa Prell, Sr.
She tries in vain to deny the truth, even to herself. But America must face its loss in the face, lest we forget. For those who do forget are doomed to repeat it. Yes, repeat it. Again and again.
For American Heritage Radio, I'm C.L. Smith.
The Navy Recruiting Service has presented one of a series of vignettes from the lives of great Americans. Portraits in Patriotism is presented as a public service to remind us all of our rich national heritage. This is Bill Neal speaking.